Hello and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a daily podcast about space, science, and tech. I'm your host, Will Walden. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about a visitor from outside of our solar system. That's right. We had a visitor in our solar system from outside of our solar system. And this is a comet. Now, before we get into that, I want to let you know about my sponsor for the show, NordVPN. They are an awesome VPN service which can help protect your internet, any device, phone, computer, laptop, tablet, whatever you got. They have an app for it, and you can get 70% off NordVPN. That's only $3.49 a month, and you get a free month if you use my coupon code SPACENEWSPOD. And if you go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod. So thank you, Nord, for sponsoring the show. Now, I want to let you know about this visitor from another solar system. So NASA and Hubble Space Telescope, we all know what that is. The giant school bus sized telescope that's out there taking amazing images. Well, they took an image of an interstellar visitor. And it said that it's believed to have arrived here from another planetary system outside, well, inside of our galaxy, but outside of our solar system. The comet is Comet Borisov, B-O-R-I-S-O-V. And the observation of this comet is the sharpest view ever of the interstellar comet. So this is pretty cool. There's a whole article about it on spacenewspod.com. And the video of this, it's absolutely amazing. There's a GIF you can check out, and there's a video from the Hubble YouTube channel on spacenewspod.com. But this is the second interstellar object that's known to have passed through our solar system. And in 2017, there was the first one, which was known as Oumuamua. And it was within 38 million kilometers of the sun. And then it just took off. It went out of our solar system and we haven't seen it since. And there it goes. So Oumuamua was a bare rock. And I guess Borisov is very active. It has a tail. It has, it looks like a normal comet, I guess. It's a puzzle why these two things are kind of different, according to David Jewett, who's of UCLA, who's the leader of the Hubble team who observed the comet. So this is, like I said before, the second object that's been found to enter our solar system. It provides various invaluable insights. It offers clues to the chemical composition, structure, and dust characteristics of a planetary building block presumably forged in an alien star system a long time ago and far, far away, my friends. So, Amayo Moro Martin, who is of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, Maryland, said, because another star system could be quite different from our own, the comet could have experienced significant changes during its long interstellar journey, yet its properties are very similar to those of the solar system's building blocks, and this is very remarkable. Now, space is huge, and it's very rare that we see something like this. This is only the second time that we've seen this. Millions and millions of light years pass and we don't see something like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can look out millions and millions of light years. We don't see anything like this. We see other solar systems. We see nebulae. We see other planets in our solar system. We see exoplanets. But it's very difficult to catch something like this because they're moving at incredibly fast speeds and they're pretty far away. So it's like the size of a grain of sand, basically, and you're trying to find it. It's like looking 20 miles away at a grain of sand and go like, okay, that looks like a grain of sand. You can't see it. You just can't see it. So that's why this is so remarkable, and that it sheds light onto how absolutely amazing the technology is and how absolutely amazing the scientists and engineers are that put these programs together. And this comet was about 420 million kilometers from Earth. 420 million kilometers. That's really far. And the comet is traveling toward the sun and will make its closest approach to the sun on 7th of December of this year, when it will be twice as far from the sun as Earth. It is also following a hyperbolic path around the sun, is currently blazing along at the velocity of 150,000 kilometers per hour. Now, if seeing something like this isn't incredible to begin with, it's going 150,000 kilometers an hour, and you have to track that thing. That's incredible technology. And by the middle of 2020, the comet will be on its way back into interstellar space, where it will drift for millions of years before one day, possibly, it'll enter another solar system. And this is incredible news, because, like I said before, this is the second one ever. And if you are interested in astronomy at all, if you're interested in space developments, if you're interested in other planetary systems, other solar systems, this could be one of those things that we can get clues to where we came from. You know, because these rocks, like our solar system wasn't always our solar system. It was at one time, it was a bunch of stuff, right? And it formed into our solar system. This rock formed someplace else. And putting those two together, how did that solar system get built? How did our solar system get built? Tie those things together. And if they're similar, well, we kind of know how things, well, we can kind of piece together some things about how everything is made. That's what's so cool about this. It's not just another rock flying through space. It's a rock that came from really far away and is just chosen to visit us because it was, hey, let's just fly over this way. I don't know. I might have got smashed by another rock out there. And I'm just going to wing off, go by the sun. You know, some humans on Earth can check it out, can check me out as I fly through. And at the end of the day, those humans are going to figure out really amazing things about their own planet and about themselves and about their solar system and about where we all came from. That's what we're kind of doing with science and about astronomy. Where did we all come from? Well, now this is going to be a key part to all of that science and that big mystery of humanity. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, please do. It really helps out. And if you can do me a huge favor and go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and just leave a rating. And while you're there, just leave a 5-star rating. Because, I mean, you're there already, right? You might as well. Might as well. Just give you a little nudge. So that really helps the ratings a lot. It really helps me promote the show. And I do this because I love it. I'm almost a year into this. Every single day for a year. Almost every single day. I've taken a couple days off. But almost every single day. So thank you so much for all of your support. Thanks NordVPN for all the support. You can use the code SPACENEWSPOD at checkout at NordVPN.com if you want to check out their web security tools. And yeah, thanks for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.